Hello, and welcome to another edition of a special series of programs we have been doing during September about a particular aspect of heritage in our area. And that aspect has to do with rehabilitation and improving the quality of health and quality of life for people in all different aspects and points in life. Helping us on this journey today, Mary Lou Clark, the Director of Admissions at Heritage. Mary Lou, welcome back to the microphone.
Thank you so much. I'm so pleased to be here.
And please introduce the special guest who has joined us today.
Yes, this is Toni Bixby. She is the director of our therapy department at Heritage Village. So she's going to tell you a little bit about the services we provide there that also are available in our other two skilled nursing facilities.
Well, Toni, welcome to our show. Nice to have an opportunity to have you on the air.
Well, thank you very much.
Let's recap for a moment. Some of what we've learned is that you are putting an even increased focus on helping people who may be in your facility for a short period of time after they've had a hip replacement or a knee replacement or something like that. And we've really focused on that a lot over the last several weeks. That's not the only aspect of rehabilitative therapy that deserves to be focused on at Heritage. And Mary Lou gave me a little clue as we were walking in the door that dementia is one of the other things that you work on a great deal. Relate those two things together for me in terms of rehabilitative therapy and memory loss.
Yes, a lot of people think that when you come to rehab, it's just for people who have hip replacements, knee replacements, or some kind of medical injury. But a lot of times people have dementia as a secondary diagnosis or even a primary diagnosis. And we work really hard on getting those people back to the community as well.
Dementia affects not only the mind, but the way the body works too? Is that what you're suggesting to me?
It does. The way dementia works is that people actually regress in their mind and actually go backwards in time. So we try to make them and keep them as functional as possible with our main goal to get back to the community. But if not, if they do stay long term, we try to keep them as cognitively and functionally independent as possible for as long as possible.
And you're really talking about some of the ordinary activities of life, standing, sitting, lying down, negotiating safely up and down a hallway to a bathroom or to a bedroom or something like that. And those skills, if you want to call them that, the kind of ordinary things we take for granted, can slip some as a result of dementia and related conditions, and you try and bring that back or hold it steady.
Yes. Even simple things like brushing your teeth or eating become difficult for these residents, and we work really hard. OT for more ADLs, PT for more function, but we also have a speech therapist that works on cognition to keep them as independent and as functional as possible for the best quality of life that they can have.
These are kind of stunning things to think about when you're not involved with this clientele all the time, that suddenly something you've done since you were very young, a toddler, brushing your teeth, suddenly you need help doing again. That's kind of stunning, but it must be very gratifying, too, when you can find someone in that circumstance and then help them restore those skills and become mobile and taking care of themselves again.
Yes. It takes special people to work with dementia, especially at the Village. We have a very large population of dementia people there. We all really enjoy working with these people. It's very gratifying to see them get to their highest possible level, but also to work with the staff and families so that communicating with these residents gets easier, so it's not so challenging or frustrating for other people to communicate with them.
And this is always long-term, or can it be short-term, too? Does it depend on the individual person's situation?
Depends on the individual person. We do get some short-term rehab people that come in that do have dementia that we try to get functional enough to go either back to assisted living, back home with home care or families. But if they do become long-term, then we continue to work with them for as long as we can to keep mm-hmm. them functional.
We're almost out of time here, and I want to give this back to Mary Lou Clark for just a moment. But one thing that's demonstrated by your approach to how you talk about your work is your enthusiasm, your passion, your interest for it. So, Toni, thank you very much for coming to be a part of this today.
Thank you.
Mary Lou, back to you for a final thought, if you would like to have one, about this entire series that we have done about the increased focus on rehabilitation and the quality of rehabilitation available in a wide variety of instances, as we pointed out at the beginning, at Heritage?
Well, one thing that we have that is just really a help to people is we have three locations. So we have those available for people with a variety of services in each one. We can provide rehab for people for short term, but we also can provide long term care and help with people that are struggling taking care of a loved one with dementia. So many people call me every day, really, and are having difficulty. And a lot of times we can admit these people for even a little respite or a short-term rehab or following a hospitalization for an illness where they've had a decline and get them back with their families. And that's really what everybody wants, to be at home. And that's what we want to do, too, for them.
Tony Bixby, our special guest today, is the rehab director at Heritage Village. Your other two facilities, Mary Lou Clark, just to round out the picture here.
Heritage Park at Prather Avenue in Jamestown and Heritage Green in Greenhurst.
And how can people contact you for more information?
They can contact our admissions office by calling any location or my direct line is 484-6695, and my staff will be happy to help you.
A special series of programs we've been doing for the month of September about rehabilitation and therapy at Heritage.